thank you for choosing to listen to this talk by Pastor Eddie, designed to develop you. We appreciate your interest in your personal development. This talk can help you in many ways, so pay close attention to the underlying principles in this message. As you listen, think about how you can use this message as part of your development process for you and your circle of influence. The first commitment that Pastor Eddie has is to grow you, because if he can grow you, he can grow your circle of influence. Now let's join Pastor Eddie as he teaches this all-important topic.
In the name of Jesus, thank you for your presence. 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Please, you may be seated. Turn your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 61.
I read from verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners. He has sent me to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. He has sent me to proclaim the day of vengeance of our Lord. He has sent me to comfort all who mourn. He has sent me to provide for those who grieve in Zion. He has sent me to bestow on them a crown of beauty. Instead of ashes, the oil of joy. Instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord. For the display of his splendor. The reason why they will be planted, the reason why they will be called the oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, is for the display of his splendor. These people will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Strangers will shepherd your flocks. Foreigners will walk your fields and vineyards, and you will be called priests. Come on, say, I'm a priest. I'm a priest. You will be called, you will be named ministers. Come on, say, I'm a minister. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches, you will boast. But the Spirit of the Lord upon you is for an assignment. The title of my message tonight is Provoking Your Calling. I sense an unusual anointing here tonight. At the end of this service, I'm going to anoint you with oil for the provocation of that which the Lord has planted inside you. Amen. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and the Lord has anointed me. So by reason of this anointing tonight, you will have good news to share. Amen. By reason of this anointing tonight, there is something God has placed inside you that you will use to bind up the brokenhearted. Amen. This anointing tonight will provoke its manifestation. There's something God has placed inside you that will empower you to release prisoners from whatever bondage. Amen. That anointing tonight, this anointing service tonight, this anointing service tonight will set you aside and apart for your cause. In the name of Jesus. Amen. There is something that God has placed inside you to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor upon anyone who is suffering hardship. This oil tonight will anoint you for that. In the name of Jesus. There's something God has placed in you through which He wants to bring a change to your world and your environment. I want to stand in the place of a prophet tonight and provoke that thing inside you, because it's out of your belly shall flow. There is a dimension of flowing that needs to come out of you to make these things happen. And I pray as this oil touches your head tonight, and as I pray for you from my heart, that the Lord Almighty will come upon you heavily, and it will provoke the things inside you that you have not paid attention to up till now. You see, it is anointing that precedes manifestation. That young man of 17 was never known, was never heard of until he was anointed. The other young king went looking for his father's sheep, and then he met a prophet who anointed him, and suddenly the spirit of leadership, the least in his father's house without a name, the spirit of leadership, something on the back. In fact, he warned him. He said, when you are going, when you live here, he said, these are the signs that you will see. He said, you will come to a group of prophets, and then that thing inside you will kick and you start prophesying. So this oil tonight is for the manifestation of that thing which has been buried within you, in the name of Jesus. It says to comfort all who mourn and to provide for those who grieve in Zion. So there is an anointing for provision. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But here, he said, to provide for those who grieve in Zion. So, provision is not a function of labor. Provision is a function. It's one thing for you to eat. It's something else for you to provide. Are you listening to me tonight? By reason of this anointing service tonight, the grace of provision will rest upon you. The grace of provision is not just enough to eat. The grace of provision is to provide for others. And you provide for others at two levels. You provide if you have a physical means, or you can provide by means of utterance. A silver and gold I have not. I cannot provide for you naturally. But there's another dimension of provision that has no bearing to physical things. So he grabbed him by the hand and made a pronouncement. What he got was more than silver. I pray you get more than silver tonight. Amen. I pray you get more than gold tonight. I pray by virtue of this oil tonight, you get an enablement. Amen. There's an enablement for provision. There is an enablement. Enablement and labor are not the same thing. Enablement and skills are not the same thing. Enablement and knowledge are not the same thing. There are people smarter than you, but they have not seen the light of day. Amen. But there are people who that you know are 10 times better, but you can measure up and see that actually I am better than this one. May that enablement rest upon you tonight. In the name of Jesus. It says to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning. That is the grace to provoke joy and happiness wherever you go. I said the grace to, please hear, please listen to me very carefully. You did not come tonight with an anointing service at heart, true or false? Exactly. But I am sent. And I do only what the Lord asked me to do. As I sat down here tonight, the Lord said, anoint every single one with oil tonight. He said, because I need to provoke that which has been stored up inside them. So I call for my anointing oil. So there is an enablement that will rest upon you this hour. In the name of Jesus. There is a grace that turns sadness into joy. So he said, He turns what? For provide those who bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of. So there is a grace that turns ashes into joy. There's a grace. There's a grace that turns ashes into joy. Everything here rests on turning. The grace here runs on turning ruins into beauty. So there's a grace. There's a grace because there are people that you encounter and you associate with, your life changes for good. Equally, there are people that you encounter or connect with or engage with, you start diminishing. You start diminishing. True or false? You start diminishing. If you take stock, you realize that ever since I started associating with this individual, this has not been working. This is no longer working. This was working before. This is now story. This one, you know. But the anointing tonight is that you then become the one that turns ashes to beauty. That from today, people will say, ever since I started associating with you, my life has turned out for good. That will be your testimony from tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, I want to call this provoking your calling tonight. Please take notes as much as you can. I want to look at Luke chapter 1 from verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered at what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God, like you have tonight in Jesus' name. You will conceive and give birth to a son. You are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin," the angel said, "the Holy Spirit will come on you, like to come on you tonight, that certain things inside you will find expression. It will come upon you tonight like it came upon Mary." He said, it's called the power of the Most High.
And it will overshadow you. It will overshadow you so that you will not look at progress based on natural means alone. It will overshadow you so that you will not look at advancement. You will not look at promotion. You will not look at your next level in life based on what you are capable of achieving or based on the normal. It says, so the unusual is about to come out of you. The unusual is about to happen to you. And when the unusual is about to happen to someone, he either sends an angel to them or he anoints them specially. And that is that night for you today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He said, even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fall. Never fail. No word from God will ever fail. I love verse 38. He said, I am your servant. Mary answered, I am your servant. I am your servant. I am your servant. Let it be to me according to your word. Praise the Lord. You know, we all long. This is for the provoking what is inside you to manifest, to make you a significant person in life. I don't know about you, when I was young, in my 20s and my 30s, I used to think about how my life was going to turn out. I used to, if you were a kid, you know, you would feel the reason people love superheroes. I used to be one of them. I still am. I like my superheroes. I don't collect them, but I like my superheroes. So, in midlife, you start wondering what you've been up to. Recently, I told my family, I said, I want to go for a helicopter ride. They started begging me. I said, okay, if you won't allow me to go, what about bungee jumping? They said, no. You know, so they were pleading with me that I shouldn't go for bungee jumping. I said, but at 48, you have to look back and start thinking, okay, well, have I done anything outlandish or great or, you know? So one of my daughters was in our house and she was begging me. I said that the church is big enough for, it's okay. I should not go do jumpy or bungee jumping. But you see, but when Jesus started his ministry, he was like that. And then he came to the temple like this one day. He picked up the scripture and then he read. And then he read through that whole scripture and he landed somewhere and said in verse 6, he said, and you will be called priests of the Lord. Help me tell your neighbor, I'm a priest of the Lord. He said, and you will be named ministers of our God. Help me turn to the other person and say, I am one of the ministers of our God. I carry his anointing. And I carry his grace. Amen. You see, the priest of our Lord is very important in understanding our mission. Jesus ended up in that verse. That was his whole mission statement. And that whole mission statement was given to you and I. Amen. And so you'll find that in those days, when we think about ministers, priests and ministers, we only think about clergymen. We only think about color. The white collar or the purple collar on a white robe. That's what we think about. We don't think about ordinary men like you and myself. We don't. We think that the word ministers and the word priest is limited to a certain individual and certain people. In other words, when we think like that, then we think also that the instrument of transformation also relies on a certain individual and on a certain person, which is not the case. And so, you will find that the first time the word minister was ever used, let's look at it. Exodus 19, verse 6. Exodus 19, verse 6. Watch very carefully. I need you to understand this.
verse 6, Exodus 19, verse 6. It says, and you, can we read that together? One second, one, two, go. Exactly. How many people? Children. You shall be to me a kingdom of what?
Priest.
One person? No. How many? And a what? A holy. So the whole nation was a nation of what?
Priest.
The whole nation was a nation of priests. The whole church was a church of priests. The whole church was a church of priests, was a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Not one person. The anointing that is about to come upon you tonight is not an anointing for one particular individual. It's the anointing for every single one of us. Amen. I'm showing you this scripture to show you the basis and the foundation for the manifestation of what God has placed inside you. This scripture qualifies you to carry this anointing and operate in a certain order, the order of the priest. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel, and these are the words I am speaking to you tonight. That all of you are a kingdom of priests, and all of you are a holy nation to God. And Peter alluded to that. You see, the reason why I'm able to do what I'm doing today is because I understand that. The reason why I'm able to do the assignment I'm doing today is because I was taught that. On the back of that, coupled with God's instruction, coupled with an empowerment, an anointing, we are doing what we are doing. Not just in ministry. This is not just in church. Please, when we're talking about this, we're not just talking about church. We are talking about taking the anointing from the church everywhere you go, everywhere you find yourself. I am talking about the manifestation of God's calling upon your life wherever you find yourself. Can I hear an amen tonight? But to do that, to be effective wherever you are, you must understand that you have a calling. You must understand that you have an assignment. And the assignment is not just the assignment of the priest with the collar, but you are ordained and anointed to function in a particular manner wherever you go. First Peter 2, 9, we know the scripture. It says, but you are a chosen people. Come on, say, I'm chosen. It says, you are a royal priesthood. It says, you are a holy nation. When I got born again, the first time I read this scripture, I could not sleep. That you are I am chosen. I am chosen. Chosen by God. I am chosen. That I am a you belong to royalty. You are a royal priesthood. You are a royal priesthood. Please hear me. It's about time you take your environment. It's about time you take to reconcile anything that you are involved in back to God. It's about time that your prophecies begin to carry weight. It's about time you begin to manifest as God, not just on a Sunday, but on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday. Anywhere that fits your soles of your feet take you into. It's about time you manifest God in that place. It's all about perspective. It's all about faith. It's all about belief. It's all about endorsement. A holy nation. It's a God's special possession. God's special possession. That one says, my own special people. What to do? What? That you may proclaim the praises of him. Is it that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Amen. So, the mission of God is not to walk on one person. Please hear me. Please hear me. Hear me. Anointing is not a monopoly. Anointing is not a monopoly. Grace is not a monopoly. So what God is saying that the mission of God is not upon one person. No, it is for every single one of us. It's for every single one of us. So you are as much a priest as I am a priest. Are you listening to me tonight? I wish you would believe what I'm saying. Okay, okay. Me, I can back here. But when you get to the office, I need to back. How many of you saw this on TV yesterday? You saw the cat that rescued a boy from... Eh? Who is man's best friend? That clip has so many stories. I was watching that clip. I was hearing all different kind of things in my head. The days of the impossible is about to, of the impossible becoming possible, is about to rest upon you. The days of the unusual walks through you, is about to rest upon you, in the name of Jesus. I love the way the Jewish people look at. Man, look at man. They see the way they look at the temple. They believe the temple is the place where heaven and earth are reconciled. That's the way the Jewish people are trained to see the temple of the living God. That it is where heaven kisses the earth. I'm telling you. But which is quite true. Which is why 1 Corinthians says, did you not know that you yourselves are the Lord's temple, that the Lord's Spirit dwells in you, the temple of God? So your temple, so what he's saying is that you are now the temple. It is in you that heaven kisses the earth. It is in you that heaven is reconciled to the earth. Why? Because you are the temple. Pastor Eddie is not the only temple of the living God. You are the temple of the living God. That means that it is in you that heaven kisses the earth. It means that when people relate with you, they should have a taste of heaven. It means that when people encounter you, they should encounter a taste of heaven. They should encounter bliss. They should encounter transformation. You know, the grace to transform is not in words. It's empowerment. The grace to bring transformation is not in, it's in empowerment. It's in empowerment. It's in empowerment. Praise the Lord. So what is your responsibility? I want us to take a few clues from Mary. Mary was a woman just like you, chosen to express an unusual anointing in her time. I want to take a clue from her. Because when you leave here tonight after this anointing service, I want you to believe with all your heart that everything Jesus said in Isaiah 61, you have the power to manifest them. The power to manifest them. I want you to believe. 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 Amen? Let's look at what Mary did. First thing that Mary embrace the fact that God, we need to embrace the fact, like Mary, that God has called us to do great things. Please hear me. You need to embrace the fact that God has called you. Let me speak to myself for a second. I need to embrace the fact that God has called me. I need to accept that God has called me to do great things. It says, you have found favor with God. You have found favor with God. Please accept that God has called you to do great things. Great things. Great things. Great things. Not just in coming to church. God has called you. This anointing and grace is for doing great things. I am telling you tonight that God has called you. In spite of where you have been, where you are coming from, what you have been through in life, God has called you to do great things. This world, your world will never be complete without the manifestation of your greatness. Never. Amen. So, well, you see, the problem is that we never think that something great can come out of us. We never think. We never think. We always fall into the temptation of discounting ourselves. Sometimes it's a lot easier to look at somebody else and say, oh, that person is better. It's a lot easier to look at somebody else and say, this person is graced. It's a lot easier to look at somebody else and say, oh, that is the one that is called. I can't do it. The angel greeted Mary, and Mary accepted. He said, be it unto me as you have said. So she accepted. You must accept that you are called to do great things. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes we need to embrace this grace. You need to embrace it. I remember when I was called to release to pastor a church. I remember I called my pastor several times. I still remember that call on the A2. And I asked him, are you sure that I can do this? He said, yes. And he now said something. He now said, look, I have seen you here. I've seen you there. I've seen you do this. I've seen you do that. I've seen you. And then he gave me instances that I never even realized. He said, I'm telling you, you can do this. And God will come through for you. I see God coming through for you in Jesus' mighty name. I see God coming through for you in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, so God will come through to us in our everyday activities. But I pray for you that your normal activity will not become the order of the day. You know, there's a way that the normal routines of life become life itself. The normal routines of life should not be life itself. God has called you to greater things in Jesus' mighty name. The second thing is to remove excuses. Mary said something. Mary asked one question. So he said, wow, how can this happen, seeing that I'm a virgin? How can? You know, so many of us, we very easily and very quickly come up with excuses why it shouldn't be. It will remove all excuses. Remove all excuses why God will not use you, why God cannot use you. Remove all excuses. Get over that little the voice of the devil in your mind. The one that will deny you from doing what God has laid in your heart to do. The one that will deny you and make you feel as if you cannot do it. Tonight, I sat with someone I have known for a very, very long time. And I said, listen, I was coaching this person. And I said, look, you should be here by now. She said, oh, but please teach me. I said, you don't need to be taught. I said, you have everything. I said, you are a quick learner. I said, you are self-motivated. I said, you do everything. You are knowledgeable. You are skilled. You are talented. However poor, but you are skilled. You are talented. You have everything going for you. I said, but the only problem you have is right between your ears. And she looked at me and said, you know, Pastor Eddie, she said, I'm always afraid of rejection. You know, the spirit of rejection is a satanic spirit. He said, I'm always afraid of rejection. I'm always afraid of rejection. I said, what do you care what people think? I said, what club, what Rotary club are you trying to belong to? I said, what does people's opinion of you, how much has it paid you? What does it matter? You only need acceptance from only one person, which is Jesus, and you are saved. You don't need any other acceptance from anybody. You don't need. We need to get rid of excuses. By reason of this anointing tonight, it will bring an end to every limiting voice in your mind. In the name of Jesus. Many of you, God is waiting for you to speak. Many of you, God is waiting for you to make the first move. Many of you, God is waiting for you to just say a word of prayer. For many of you, God is just waiting. But he cannot deny himself. And so that little, still, small voice, who are you? Can't be you. You don't know enough. You're not good enough. Where did you train? Where did you school? Who will listen to you? Who will hear you? Who will buy into you? Who will hear you? Oh, it won't happen. If you say it, what if it doesn't come to pass? Who cares? Who cares? Let this anointing silence every voice in hell tonight. Amen. Concerning your destiny. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray that as you leave this service tonight, you live here as a warrior. You live here full of confidence. Amen. You live here with the grace to prophesy and make proclamations. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your life will never be the same. The day you make an unusual proclamation and you see it come to pass in your very eyes. But for you to have that first encounter, you must trust the process we are going through tonight. Greatness never manifests with a closed lips. Greatness never manifests with a closed lip. Declaration and utterances is the beginning of the manifestation. It's a vehicle for the manifestation of God. Praise the Lord. And I prophesied as I was commanded. I release the grace to prophesy. I authorize you to prophesy from tonight in the name of Jesus. No more excuses. No more excuses. No more excuses. Lastly, complete and total surrender. Mary was going to face charges of adultery. He was going to face the dissolution of her marriage. He was going to face the possible stoning to death. How do you explain being with a child? He said the Holy Ghost did it. Really? Really? The Holy Ghost? He said, yes, the Holy Ghost. How did it happen? He said, one day I heard a voice. And the voice said I was going to get pregnant. So, it just happened. I don't know. But at the end, she said, be it unto me. Complete and total surrender. Be it unto me. I will rather risk believing you than fearing and being afraid of what men will say. There was a chance of Joseph leaving her. There was that possibility. But she went for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight, I see a change of level for you tonight. I see a change of level for you tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
See a change of level. I see an anointing, a heavy anointing rest upon you. And arresting an anointing for transformation. An anointing for change. An anointing to bless those around you. An anointing to be unusual. I see that grace rest upon you tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The transfer of grace is not for any man to do. It is God that places grace upon people. It is God that places anointing upon people. It is God that changes people's levels. I pray that God changes your level tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's talk. Now just think, through Pastor Eddie's Building Your Future coaching and mentoring agency, you can experience these lessons monthly, packed with quotations, thought-provoking illustrations and stories, all usable in your personal development program. Visit us at www.byf.org.uk to join Building Your Future, which sets the leadership standard for ministry and marketplace. Pastor Eddie treasures the opportunity to be your personal mentor each month, all year long. Thank you again for joining us for this talk. We look forward to you joining Building Your Future as part of your personal growth program in becoming the best you can possibly be.